It's been a couple weeks since the incident. And I'm struggling. I'm struggling to keep my head out of the gutter, trying to forget the incident. How adorably sexy he looked. How good it felt to feel his skin, feel him inside of me. Damn it. I'm doing it again. I've got to move on from this. I'm his mother. I did a terrible thing and I seduced my hypnotized son. Even thinking that makes me almost hate myself. But then there's the other side of me that loved every single second about it. I've never been that turned on. It was like I was on fire sexually for my own son. The one man on this planet I should not have sex with. I should not have given into my wild taboo lust. I need to keep myself in check. And I love my son with all my heart. If he knew what I did, I'd be mortified. Or maybe, just maybe, he would have loved it. No, stop. I don't even need to go in that direction. I'm pretty positive he doesn't remember anything from the hypnosis session. He hasn't been acting in any kind of odd way. I mean, well, he has been extra affectionate and sweet towards me. Worried me at first because I thought he knew something happened. But I really do think, I think that hypnotic amnesia and suggestions worked. I told him he would just remember feeling really positive about the session and that's it. And I think it works. I'm so foolish. I'm so foolish to still have these desires and thoughts. Foolish to committing the greatest taboo of all. And to top it all off, I let my own son come inside of me. I'm not even on birth control. I think I'm in the clear, but really, like, how could I be so damn foolish and weak? I need to cleanse myself of this. Even though the temptation of fucking my own son defeated me, I need to stay strong. It'll never happen again, ever. I'm gonna try and forget this ever happened and just, I don't know, focus on the great mother I am and always have been, starting with this breakfast.
Honey, breakfast is ready. Hi, good morning, my sweet boy. Did you sleep well? Excellent. So, what's your plans today? Oh, honey, that's so great. I mean, I think you're perfect as is, but self-improvement in any way is always good in my book, especially if you're doing it for the right reasons, like being healthy and strong. Oh my, you also want to be better at helping around the house with chores? Did I hear that right? Are you feeling okay? I'm asking and joking because you've never taken an interest in doing chores and helping around the house. I mean, I support this self-improvement journey that you're wanting to take, especially if it means you're doing more chores. So, tell me more about the self-improvement. Like, what all are you going to tackle? Okay. So working out, sticking to a healthy diet, and being more productive with chores. I mean, it sounds great, sweetie. So just let me know if I can help motivate you in any way. I fully support you. Oh. You want me to do another hypnosis session? I mean, yeah, sure. I've helped a lot of patients with similar goals of promoting exercise and better eating habits. It's what I do, like, literally almost every day. But I don't know. To be honest, I kind of felt bad, I guess, after we did your first hypnosis session. Well, there's ethical considerations when doing any kind of therapy, and typically, therapists don't provide services to family members. I know I was the one who insisted I help you out last time. It was all my idea, so don't feel bad. But it's just afterwards, I just felt kind of guilty, I guess. Oh, well, that's great, honey. I'm so happy your hypnosis session with me had such a positive impact on you. I'm just curious, though. Do you remember anything about our hypnosis session? Like, do you remember any of the techniques that I used with you? That's great. Yeah, I typically suggest hypnotic amnesia to my patients. So the suggestions I implant are purely subconscious. So it is pretty normal that you don't remember anything. But are you sure you want me to do another session with you? Okay, honey, fine. I'll do it, okay? I mean, how could I say no when you're trying so hard to improve your habits? I always want the best for you. Okay, so you want to plan on doing this later this afternoon? Okay, great. It's a date. Okay, so you know the drill. You just lay down in your bed. I'm going to play some of my session background music. There we go. Just helps set you into the right mindset and relax. Okay. So go ahead and close your eyes. Relax as best as you can. Oh, I know. Mommy loves you too, baby. Now close those eyes. Very good. I'm going to guide you through some simple meditation exercises first, and then I will drop you in a trance. The first thing I want you to do is become aware of your breathing, how your body inhales, taking the air in, and how it exhales, letting it out. Breathing in and breathing out. While you are becoming more aware of how your body breathes, how it feels with every breath in and every breath out, I'd like you to combine it with something else. When you breathe in, I want you to open your eyes as if you are awakening. And when you breathe out, close your eyes and relax. So breathe in and open. Breathe out and relax. Breathe in and open your eyes. Breathe out and close and relax. And keep doing this as you listen to my voice. Breathing in
with you
and open out and relax.
You are safe and loved.
And you might start to notice
let my voice
that it gets a little bit difficult and to open your eyes all the way. And that's okay.
Relaxation.
The most important part is that you relax with every exhale. Breathing in and open. Breathing out. And relaxing
with your toes.
And you can relax
and more
as much as you like with the rhythm of your breathing.
Don't.
You might notice how easy it has become to forget to think. And as I'm reminding you of your thoughts, you might become aware of the few thoughts lingering in your mind.
Just listen to my voice.
And it's easy to let them fade away.
Five,
allowing them to pass along.
Three,
like a feather
two,
in the wind.
One,
drifting away.
Drop.
And with each breath you take.
That I am in with you.
And out.
Always.
You drop. Deeper and deeper.
And, your mother,
and you can let yourself go and allow yourself to drop. And if you find yourself wanting to chase irrelevant thoughts that pop into your mind, you can always return your attention to your breath.
You are safe.
Breathing in and out.
Five,
every
four,
wave of relaxation
three, two,
takes you a little deeper.
One. Drop.
And you might can notice now that you have stopped opening your eyes with every inhale. And if you have, that's very good. There's no need for your eyes to be open anymore.
And your body relaxed.
You can keep them closed.
One,
you can drop your eyelids and drop deeper
with your
into relaxation.
And more.
And what's really nice is that once the top of your body relaxes, the rest of your body follows.
Two. One.
And before you know it,
drop.
You are deep down into one of the deepest levels of relaxation. Lazy and blissfully sleepy.
Anything right,
which is just perfect.
Just listen.
Every exhale you are making creates a way of relaxation, a drop deeper down into a hypnotic trance. And you might be at the point where you don't think you could be any more relaxed. You feel dropped so deeply. Yes. The next exhale takes you down
two,
a step
one,
even deeper.
Drop.
It's okay. You can also notice how blissful
with
it is to be mindless, fuzzy,
you are safe
and lacking any thought. The blanket of relaxation and darkness
guide you.
Is so nice and comfortable my voice guide you
into
a pleasurable and relaxing state. And you want to stay deep down into hypnotic and mesmerizing trance of my voice and relaxation. It's so nice, so comforting, deeper down, settling in, deeper down into trance. And it feels so nice.
One,
it feels so nice not to have to actively think
anything right now.
Having mommy's voice becoming your own thought, so that you can just relax and drop. And remember, if you find yourself wanting to chase after a passing thought that might pop into your mind, return to your breathing or become aware of your relaxed state.
It's okay.
And just focus on mommy's voice.
I'm here with you.
My voice will always be here to guide you.
You are safe and loved.
Now, I'm going to begin some affirmations.
Guide you.
And as you hear these affirmations,
peaceful,
hold them in your mind.
Of relaxation.
Allow them to settle and sit into your subconscious mind. Repeat the affirmations with your inner voice. Allow each affirmation to fill the space in your mind, holding and grasping them lightly as you stay lazy and deep within your trance.
Just like,
and soon these affirmations will become your truth, your guiding light.
You don't have to do
I love
anything right now.
And respect my body.
Just listen to my voice. And now
I choose
I'm here with you.
Nutrition
always
over taste.
I am your mother.
I am kind to myself. It's happening again. He's clearly showing signs of arousal. I should have known better. I figured since this hypnosis was centered on exercise and diet, he wouldn't get aroused this time. Trancing makes him so hard.
That energizes me.
I need to stop looking at the bulge in his pants. Stop looking.
I deserve.
But he's so damn tempting.
My body.
So hard. I mean, my hands are practically twitching to touch him again. Sexually.
My good boy.
But I can't. I can't. I promise myself to get myself together and not give in to the temptation of taking advantage of this situation.
For my body.
My mindless trance son aroused. For me.
Exercise.
I made him hard.
Amazing.
His own mother. A good mother takes care of her son.
My body.
That's all I want to do.
And
use my body to milk his semen out. Relieve some of that pressure.
I am always.
But I can't. I can't do this again. I can't. A mother having sex with her son is wrong. Taboo and forbidden. But
My lust for my son.
My body.
It's so hard to deny.
Exercise.
It feels so natural to express my maternal love for him in a deeper, more sexual way. He's such a good boy, too. He deserves to be rewarded.
I enjoy
by coming deep inside his mother. Ugh, what is wrong with me? I can't allow this to happen. He's my son. I'm his mother. There's a risk of pregnancy. But thinking about it doesn't hurt anything, right?
Michael.
Getting wet and throbbing for him inside of me
being
doesn't do any harm.
Makes me feel good.
I long for my son so deep inside my body. Maybe I'll just settle for some innocent skin to skin contact. No harm there, right? Just push his shirt up some.
Good.
And then
pleasure.
And lift my
content.
Shirt up.
Satisfaction.
Feel his warm skin against mine. Matters. Just like
you
many, many years ago. Developing a bond with my baby.
All
with skin to skin contact. Such a precious bond, a mother and son.
It's okay.
Now remember, sweetie,
my daughter,
just like last time,
you don't
your hypnosis session will almost be like a dream. A dream you won't remember.
Care of you.
But your subconscious mind soaks up everything it needs.
Feeling good.
While your conscious mind
that's all
just remembers the pleasure of trance. Feeling rejuvenated and cleansed, yet unaware of what happened during the session.
My body.
I'll just get on top of him,
I
encouraging skin to skin contact. Our skin together. Oh, it's electric.
And kind to
my bare breast on his chest. I need more of him.
I am happy.
I want him to have more of me. I've already gone too far.
Will heal.
I can't do this again. But everything in my body is craving more of my son. Oh, the taboo hunger for him is the strongest desire I've ever felt.
My body.
I can feel his hardness against me. I need to stop rubbing against him. This is how I lost all control last time.
My body.
But the skin to skin feels so amazing. My nipples are so hard, so sensitive.
I am grateful for my body.
And it feels so damn good sliding my nipples against his skin.
Exercise makes me feel.
I've gone too far. I need to just climb off of him right now. Stop this madness. But my body is so responded to him. My nipples are so sensitive and hard. I feel like if I kept doing this, I might just come. And he's so precious, so handsome. Laying there tranced.
Oh,
I can feel how much he enjoys this. my body.
He's rock
rain,
hard underneath me. My son's heart cock.
Exercise.
Maybe.
Helps me relax.
Maybe I can get him to suck on his mother's breast like before.
I enjoy
before it was
movies.
To receive nutrition. Now it's to give his mother erotic pleasure.
Do not
I'm so fucked up. I can't do that. But look at him. He's so damn cute.
To achieve my
maybe. Goals. Maybe if I just put my breast there. And his mouth,
being productive,
he'll latch
makes me
and
feel
suck
good.
Like before, gliding my nipple on his
you
sweet lips.
Remember that, my sweet one.
Oh my God.
That's okay.
He instinctually started
you
sucking.
To remember.
Oh, oh, I feel so amazing. Yes, baby.
So.
Suck on mommy's breast.
Pleasure.
Oh, it feels so amazing. My grown son suckling again.
That's
I should stop this nonsense.
You
but I can't.
Don't need to remember
this. I can't. It feels too good.
Action.
I'm not having sex with him.
All
I'm not doing anything that wrong.
Yeah.
My nipple
the warmth.
And my son's mouth.
It's
oh,
so
my pussy.
My
rubbing against his
you
hard cock in his pants. There's no sex happening.
Good.
This is fine.
Let me.
I mean,
take care of you.
This is the last thing I'll ever do.
And when
yeah, I won't go any farther. He can just soak in these affirmations. While suckling
that's
from mommy's breast.
Oh.
Every affirmation you receive, your mind is soaking it up
you
like nutrients.
Remember this.
The more you accept them, the more you allow it to spread in your subconscious, the more you feel it.
That you.
But to make these even more powerful and valuable, you will start to allow these affirmations to take on more than just words,
you don't
allowing them to flow as energy, as something that is almost alive. This all starts with connecting your mind to the actions you do.
It's okay.
You
my
feel
darling,
pleasant
you don't
and blissful right now, receiving your affirmations.
Good.
And that's
let
good.
Me take care of you.
But the pleasure really starts whenever you connect.
Remember.
These affirmations to action.
That's all that matters.
So in the future, whenever your affirmations become proof and action, you will start to feel a sense of pleasure all over. Not just mental satisfaction. The pleasure and satisfaction will course through your veins,
but the pleasure
arriving to every inch of your body,
fill your mind,
causing a total
body
and mind satisfaction.
You don't have to think about
and now you will start this course of action while in trance, training your mind and body how to flow that positive energy, creating a habit
on your skin.
Cause in effect.
Just let go.
So right now,
and give in
whole
to the pleasure.
That blissful trance pleasure inside of your mind.
To feel good.
Give focus and attention
and give in
to the fuzzy
to
bliss
the
inside of your mind.
Let yourself.
Your pleasure center being like a ball of light and warmness.
Let it wash over you.
And then allow that energy to flow throughout your whole entire body.
On anything else.
Will the pleasure and bliss to radiate and travel and spread throughout your whole body.
You don't have to think about anything else.
Cultivate your pleasurable energy. Feel that energy down through your arms to your fingertips. Focus your mind to that part of your body.
On your skin.
And the energy will flow.
Just let.
You can almost feel the blood coursing through your veins.
You deserve it.
A light, electric, tingling feeling.
Good.
And it feels so nice.
And give in to the pleasure.
It feels so good to touch my hands running over his body.
Over you.
I can feel my sexual energy inside my body travel as well.
On anything else.
Oh, almost like his sexual energy transfers to me.
Your body.
I wonder if he feels mine like I feel his.
Jeff.
And now, focus that energy down your chest,
on the feeling of
allowing your heart to swell in the most exciting and pleasurable way, creating butterflies in your tummy.
Just let go.
Mommy's rubbing your warm, sexy chest.
You deserve it.
Mommy's breath, feel it too.
Feel good.
My nipples hardening
and
transferring
to the pleasure.
My erotic lust
let
for my own son
be
while he suckles me
by the pleasure.
Oh, my hands
let it
all over
him.
You.
Envelop you.
And finally, cultivate. That same energy down your body, some more around your hips,
let it fill
your bottom core,
your body.
Cultivate your energy,
you don't
that flow of warm energy, tingling and pulsing.
Focus on the feeling of my hand. On you.
Grinding my cultivated sexual energy,
my breath,
my pussy against his heart.
Just cock.
I need more
to the pleasure,
more skin to skin.
You deserve it.
My pussy
you
against
deserve
his cock
to feel good.
I can
just let go.
Pull his pants
and give
down.
In. For the pleasure.
I can't though. I can't do this again. This is enough.
By the
this is enough. Yes. Grind myself against him. I've gone too far. But I want to feel that rush. The rush of my own baby boy. My son's cock.
Let it
against his mother's pussy.
Your body.
But I can't cross that line again.
You don't have to think
it's wrong.
It's wrong. Every inch of my body wants him. My own son.
On the feeling of
but it's the
hand.
Most forbidden sex. The most pleasurable sex.
The sensation.
Oh, my body wants him so bad.
My breath.
I'm dripping. I'm soaking wet for him. And his cock is throbbing hard underneath me. My lust for my son.
You deserve.
Is radiating through my whole entire body. He feels it too.
For the pleasure.
My sweet good boy. I'm sure he'd want this too if he was conscious.
By the pleasure.
I know his subconscious is horny for his mother. But it's so, so bad. Taking advantage of my vulnerable trans son.
But the
fucking my son. I'm not supposed to have sex with my family. Or my son. Oh, I'm aching for him though. I'm desperate. For his cock to fill my pussy. That pussy that gave birth to him,
feeling of my hand.
And that's why I can't do this again. I can't.
The sensation.
The risk of breeding my pussy is too much.
On your skin.
But I'm so empty. I'm so empty and throbbing for him inside of me.
Give in to the pleasure.
I can't resist him when his cock is hard underneath me.
You deserve.
Maybe I'll just
feel good.
Maybe I'll just put his tip in. Yeah, I won't milk his cock deep inside of me. That's not full-on sex, right? I'll just slide him in, barely. And this will be the last time. Just one last time to feel my son's cock inside of me.
On anything else.
That's a good boy. No thoughts. Just pleasure. And trance right now. Cultivating your energy throughout your whole body.
I know.
You might start to feel a warmth between your legs.
So wrong.
That's perfectly natural.
We shouldn't be doing that.
All you are required to do right now is enjoy this pleasurable sensation of trance. I've pulled his gorgeous cock out. I'll just slide my panties to the side. Maybe that'll stop me from having this go any further. Enter your mother, sweet boy. Mommy's wet, warm slit. Just the tip of this cock. Mommy's so wet. It's like a hug, a special hug from your mother's pussy. How badly I want to just slide down on this cock, filling me up completely, deep inside mommy's pussy. I can't though. I can't fuck my son again. Even though everything inside of my body wants to grab hold of him and grind and pulse against his cock and milk him completely inside my pussy. I'm gonna be good though. This is as far as we go. Give in to the hypnotic sensations and pleasure. Baby boy, you're doing such a good job. So happy and blissful.
Let yourself
hypnotized and dropped so deeply. I'm throbbing
all over you.
I hope you can feel that.
Enveloping.
The throbbing and aching of his mother's pussy gripped around the tip of his cock. Oh, I want to slide down all the way.
Let it fill.
Feel that relief. That sweet, forbidden sex relief. I want it so badly. Oh, it's so wrong, though. I'm supposed to be the responsible parent, but here I am, heart racing, aching to take my son's cock deep inside of me, and him being totally clueless to it. Oh, maybe just
go
one more inch down, one more inch, just a little bit of relief. I can't resist him. I can't resist the pleasure and the taboo of taking him inside of me deeper.
That's it. Moan out if you need to. I know the sensations are intense and feel amazing. Just be in the moment, sweet boy. Mommy's got you.
A little bit deeper inside of mommy. Safe and warm inside mommy's pussy. Holy, so hard. Fits so perfectly inside of me. The urge to make him come is driving me wild. I just want to make him feel good. I want to wrap my pussy around his cock and give him all of my maternal love. All mommy's love. This is so dangerous. I'm playing with fire. This sucks. It's forbidden. What I'm doing is so wrong beyond my belief. And then there's a risk of him coming. If I got pregnant by my own son, what would I do? I can't go any further. I could finish this hypnosis, go to my bedroom and masturbate, but that won't satisfy my real hunger, the taboo hunger, the hidden lust I have for my son now. I see his cock and I can't deny how much I want him, how deep I need him inside of me. The only things that can satisfy this wild lust is fucking him. My own son. I can't do it though. I won't do it. No, I won't do it. It's too dangerous and risky. But maybe. Just maybe I can warm his cock inside of his mother all the way in. And I won't pulse or move. I'm just going to feel his cock fill my aching hole. Yes. Become one with my son in the most purest way. The most forbidden way.
You do
fuck it. I need this. I need to feel him in the depth of my body. Deeper.
Your heart rate is increasing in this moment. And that's okay. That's normal. Ride the pleasure and excitement. Mommy's here to take care of you in hypnosis. You're doing such a good job, my sweet boy. I so badly want to lose control and fuck him right here and now. I want to grind my lust into his cock. I won't. I can't. I'm just going to feel him inside of me, deep inside.
I'm throbbing around this clock, pulsating. I can't help it. I hope this cup feels so nice, soaking and warming inside mommy's warm, wet pussy, so tightly snugged. That's all I want, to love him more deeply, to take care of my son, take care of him sexually. But I can't do that. I can't do it. There's too many risks. And remember, baby boy, the best hypnosis experiences are ones that are so good, so pleasurable. You forget what happened during the session. And that will happen today. You will not remember our session. You will have such lovely, pleasant thoughts of this session. And that's it. Everything else is a blur and washed away from your memory. This session is for you, though.
I know.
To help bring you success in your self-improvement journey, but to ultimately relax you, to wash you in pleasure,
you deserve
to take care of you like only a mother knows how to.
And I can't resist.
Oh no. I accidentally started rocking against him.
It felt so natural to do. I should be so ashamed of myself.
I think you like that. I heard that sweet moan fall from your lips. I'll do it again for you, baby boy. Just lightly. And slowly grind against you. Mommy feels it too. Your hardness massaging the walls inside of me so perfectly. This feels so natural. Feels so right. Making you feel good. Giving you pleasure. And you deserve it too. You work so hard. You've always been such a loving, good son. Oh, it feels so natural to show you how much I care, how much I need you. It's like fucking your love into me and vice versa. Yes, mommy's got you. Mommy's got you. You're so deep inside of me. I'm going to keep you there while I grind against you. Fucking my son. It's so wrong. But this is the best sex I've ever had. With you. With my own trance son. And I know you want this as much as I do. Your body proves it. So I'll give it to you, son. I want to give it to you. I want to feel the rush of coming together. Coming on my son's cock. I want to spasm and grip around you while I hit the most amazing climax. Coming for you. God, this is so wrong, baby. This is why you must not remember any of this when you wake from trance. You can't hold the burden of this taboo lust. But mommy will. It's all worth it. It's all worth it to make you feel good. To come around your cock. And I'll deal with this bad decision later. All that matters is us. You.
or the only man I care about making come, my own son. No, no, no. I can't have you come inside of me. I need to stop this madness, but it feels so good to thrust my hips on you, to keep you deep inside of me. Oh, I need to stop. I need to stop. You can't come inside of me again. I can't risk getting pregnant from my own son's sperm. Oh, baby, I felt that. I felt that so deeply. I felt you thrust inside of me, pushing even deeper towards your mother's womb. Oh, you must like that taboo risk, breeding your own mother. Oh, son. Son, you're making me so weak. Your cock responding to the risk of breeding your mother. I don't know, baby boy. It's too real. I'm still fertile. I don't want to stop, though. I want to make you come. I want you to come deep down inside. I want your cum inside of me. I want you to flood my pussy. Oh, I can't stop. I can't stop. Fuck it. Oh, I'm going to milk you inside of me. It's a risk, but it's worth it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve to come deep inside your mother's warm, wet hole. And just talking about it brings me closer. It makes me more wet. Oh, wedding for your explosion. Oh, my pussy readying itself to accept your cum. I can't lie to myself anymore. I love making love to you. I want to make you cum over and over again. I want your cock to practically live deep inside of your mommy. I want to take care of you with the body that gave you life. You listen to mommy. Listen, after today's session, you're going to desire and crave mommy's hypnotherapy at least once a week. It's going to be a need, a deep need for mommy's special attention. Because I know, even though you're tranced and mindless right now, you love this too, baby. Yes, you love your mother's pussy milking you deep inside. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if this is wrong and taboo. If I'm not on birth control, this is what our bodies need and crave. My pussy throbs for your cum, baby. Let's come together. Let's come together. I'm ready to come for you. Yeah. Come with mommy. I'm getting closer and closer. Come deep inside of mommy. Oh, I might get pregnant, but so what? I'm keeping you deep inside of me. So deep. So deep. Come deep against my cervix. Come inside your mother. Come for mommy. Mommy's pussy is yours. I'm coming for you too, baby boy. Oh, Lord. Feel mommy's pussy rip around you. You just in your heart. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. You make me come so hard while you're feeling my pussy. Oh, pussy. Yeah, come for mommy.
Come for mommy.
Feel it, mommy.
Pussy.
Come for me. Yes, that's my good boy. Oh, you came for mommy. You stay inside of mommy. Oh, stay inside of mommy. While we settle down. Oh, good boy. That's my good boy. Warm and soften inside mommy. Oh, I could stay like this forever. Cum fills with my son's cock and cum. I'm so bad, but I don't care. This is worth it. Oh, let's catch our breath. Good boy. Mommy's got you. Good boy. Very good boy. Now, as you calm down, honey, listen to mommy.
You will forget and not remember any of these taboo lines we crossed today. You will remember the pleasant feelings of these sessions and understand you've been given affirmations for your mind to focus on. And you will also feel the need to request hypnosis from mommy at least once a week from here on. And I will gladly satisfy your desires. Very good. Now let's just lay for a moment. Lay in mommy's embrace. Very, very good boy. Now before I pull you out of trance, this hypnosis session will disappear from your memory. And in a moment, I will count you up and you will feel mommy pull off of you, reminding your body to wake up from trance slowly and surely. There's no need to rush pulling out of trance. You can take as long as you'd like. When I count up to five, you can choose whatever feels natural. You can either return back to consciousness, your memory of today wiped out, or you may fall asleep and truly rest. Whatever feels right. Here we go. One. Your mind starts regaining consciousness slowly but surely. Two, you will not remember any details of this session. Three, but you will feel amazingly relaxed and have very fun feelings of our time together. Four, ready to open your eyes, no need to rush anything. Five, and wake. Or fall asleep into a sweet slumber. Totally up to you, my sweet boy. Whatever feels right and good. Now you were a very good boy today. Mommy will leave you be and never forget how much mommy loves you.